All right. We are live. Let me see. Maybe I should put just a little 30.
Yo's got his own show. Michael Yo's got his own show. If you're looking for a place to go, the only place to go is the Yo Show. The only place to go is the Yo Show.
It's on Ashley.
Oh, here we go. Hey, I am Michael Yo.
Hey, let me double box this thing over here. What's going on? It's Michael Yo. Thank you so much for watching. Hit the subscribe button, the like button, hit all that good stuff. Hit all the good stuff. We're going to make it happen. So look, I want to jump right into it. That's Ashley right here on your screen. Dean, pop it on. Pop it. That's Dean.
What's up, Dean?
Superstar producer. Ashley is a second mic. Now, Dean, what's going on in your life right now?
Man, right now I'm going through a breakup.
What?
Dean, no.
Oh my God, really?
Yes, it's slow, and it's a slow burn.
Man. Is it painful?
It's painful.
Are you hurt or is the other person hurt?
I think I'm hurt more.
Really? But yeah. You broke up or she
I was
did?
Broken up with.
Dean.
Whoa.
God, I'm so sorry, man.
It's okay. We're stronger now, better now.
You're like Britney. You're stronger now.
Yeah.
I am stronger. Yes.
Finding that value and independence again, you know?
There you go, Dean.
Yeah.
There you go, Dean. Right.
This
will make you a better person, Dean.
It will. I think it will.
In the long run, this will make you a better person. That is Ashley. Besides getting hit in the face with dodgeballs. What have you been up to, Ashley?
I'm also getting hit in the face with kickballs and pickleballs. I'm playing three sports right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. I really took on a lot.
What's your favorite one? Pickleball, dodgeball, and what's that? Kickball.
And kickball. My favorite one is by far dodgeball. It is so fun. It's so fun, dude.
But every picture of you is getting smacked in the face with a ball. Dude,
3 weeks ago, I got smacked so hard in the face with a ball that my eye is still twitching.
Look at that.
It is not good. I asked an eye doctor who actually plays, and she was like, no, you just need more sleep. But I don't know.
Yeah, or too much caffeine can cause an eye twitch.
Okay.
I used to pound Red Bulls. My eye would just be like, no reason. I was like, what is wrong with me? I went to my friend who's a doctor. He goes, dude, stop drinking the caffeine, bro. I was just like, oh.
Yeah, dude. No, I don't know what it is. It could be stress from playing three sports. Who knows? I don't know.
It could be stress from playing three
being a star.
All the stress in the world, playing three sports is your stress. I love it. Hey. All right. We got some pop culture stuff for you. Five things you need to know about. Let's kick it off, Ashley.
Okay, so rumor has it that Britney Spears might be going broke. Have you heard this?
I heard this. You know what? I will say this about Britney Spears. I've interviewed her several times.
Yeah.
She never looked normal. The only time she ever looked normal that I interviewed her was when she was 16 and breaking into the industry, and she was so excited. So pure. So nice, so excited. We played her song on the radio and she called me up and said, thank you so much for playing it. That was an awesome moment.
That's the only
time after I've ever seen her normal.
Really?
You know, it's always a couple times I've interviewed her. She seems sedated almost, or maybe she just didn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, other times she was just out of it, you know? Now you see kind of a meltdown.
Yeah, it's seeming like it might be a 2007 Britney style thing happening right now.
Now, when I say a meltdown, I'm talking about visually on Instagram. Look, social media is, a lot of it's fake. Now, the people that defend her will be like, oh, it's just social media. She's having fun. It's however you want to interpret it. To me, it's very odd stuff she's putting out there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's a breakdown or anything, but it's just very odd. The videos she's posting,
right,
being a mother of two.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of just, I don't know. It just, it doesn't seem right. Mm-mm. But what am I to say? And leave a comment in the comments. We're taking your comments. Anything you want to say, make sure you just leave a comment in the comment section where you would leave it. If you have any comments. How many times am I going to say comments in one sentence?
Just make sure you comment in the comment section.
Make sure you comment on the comments. We'll
comment on it.
And then we'll comment on that comment. And then we'll just have a bunch of comments.
That's the way of it. That's the way of it, dude.
That's the way of podcasting. Dude.
But yeah, so Britney, she's having these radical mood swings, I guess. And she's completely dysfunctional is what they're saying. And then she's
is my problem when they say they say it.
Yeah.
I hate the they. I hate the, well, this is what I'm hearing from a lot of people. Like, who's a lot of people? Who's they? This is the problem. The people that have stuff to say.
Right.
Say it. You know, if you're that close, say, look, I'm her father in this. And I will say this. I read her book. Her parents, if what's true in the book, her parents are horrible.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's pretty much horrible. The only person that's kind of decent is Larry Rudolph, the manager. Because I've met him several times. He was actually trying to look after. But there's only so much you can do for people. Now, you know, she's out there doing her thing. A lot of people, remember, a year and a half ago, a lot of people wanted her free. Free Britney. Free Britney.
Right, right.
You free now.
Yeah.
How you like her now?
God, it's so sad to see, though. All of this could have been prevented. It's making me mad seeing Jamie Lynn Spears, her sister, speaking out. And it's like, get out. Like, you were never in the spotlight. Like, you're just abusing her.
I don't think, I read in that part where Britney really wanted a relationship with Jamie, but she says Jamie was always kind of jealous.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then basically Britney's whole family. Now, this is alleged. This is by Britney, if this is true. Britney was saying that her whole family just used her for her money.
Yeah.
Just basically ate up all her money on trips. Like, Britney was like, I need my mom around. Her mom would be on a shopping spree with her sister, just spending all her money. So look, when you see Britney now, remember, it took a long time to get to where Britney is now. And a lot of people did her. I do believe, and I'm not even going to, I do believe a lot of people, when you're that young, it's hard to even relate to a person that famous, that young, and then to see what's happening now. Yep. And you know, a lot of things went wrong to get to where you are now. If we all think where she is true, you know?
Yep. Yep. No, I think it's really sad. A lot has gone wrong, and I can imagine that we've only heard just the tip of it, you know?
Oh, yeah. We haven't heard everything. Mm-hmm. We haven't heard everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So only the best for her. I wish her nothing but the best. After reading her book, I have empathy for her, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we see these celebrities and we go, oh, they're rich. It doesn't matter, you know? But a lot of times, man, money doesn't matter. Like, and I told you this before, you know, once you get that famous and have that much money, you can buy anything, anytime, anywhere. So if things go wrong mentally, physically, you know it's on you. And I think that's even more pressure. Because right now, all three of us on this show could be like, man, my life would be so much better if I had this, if I had that, so you kind of make this internal excuse. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You kind of got this excuse to go, oh, the reason why I'm like this is because I don't have this. Once you get to that level, you have everything. So then you're like, I guess it's me.
Right. Exactly. It's like it can't ever just be you, I feel like. And it's sometimes, I don't know, it sounds like she took it all into her hands now and she's spending millions of dollars just to go on trips.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But would it surprise me if she was in financial despair? No, because I believe a lot of people are stealing from her, even to this day, or spending her money or taking fees they shouldn't be taking.
Oh, yeah, I could definitely see that. There's someone somewhere. It's not just her.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. Well, Britney, we're wishing you the best, man. And I don't know if you're going through something or this is all just for Instagram, but if you're going through something, hope you get help. Hope you make it through. If it's all for Instagram, you're doing a hell of a job. You tricking everybody, girl.
Oh,
everybody.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this. I know it's big. Give us some details. Kendrick Lamar, this little rap battle thing keeps going on. Kendrick Lamar just released another diss track yesterday, right? Against Drake?
Yes, yes. And it's everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. It is all over TikTok. Basically, he is just ripping Drake apart. He's like, I hate the way that you walk. I hate the way that you talk. Everything. He's like, he hates everything about Drake. It's not even subtle. He's just like, dude, you suck. And I kind of love how bold it is.
No, I, you know,
it's much bolder than the first one. The first one, you know, was more coy, laid back, didn't mention names. This one is so direct. He even mocked Drake's Canadian accent in one of his verses.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. I was around when the real rap roars were going on. NWA, Ice Cube, Biggie, and Pac. And we know how Biggie and Pac turned out. For some reason, and I may be totally wrong, I think this one's manufactured. I don't even think it's real.
Ooh, that's
I think this is all a money play. I think they all know each other. I guarantee you they're all on a group text laughing
about it.
Because they know what can happen. And I don't think they're going to play... What did I say? Stupid games, you win stupid prizes, right?
Oh, yep.
I think this is manufactured. I think this is almost like The Hills. You remember the last scene of The Hills? It was on a movie set and they were like, cut. And they were all like, yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. You really think that about this?
So if I was a marketer, PR, I would say, y'all start this rap beef. And then out of nowhere, y'all going to drop a song where everybody's on it. And it's kind of like called Gotcha, you know, just to show how people get wrapped up in the stuff that really doesn't matter. In the big picture, this doesn't matter to anybody.
No.
Right? It's fun to listen to. It's fun. But Drake, all these guys, I don't know them at all. But why would you want to put yourself in danger through a rap song? Yeah. Like those days are, to me, is over. It's done. You know, am I wrong in saying that? What's up, Lamar Parker? Thank you so much for checking us out, man. What do y'all think about it?
So basically what I'm thinking is that I could see it being real. Just because I look what happened, you know, with Migos, like some stuff went down.
I know.
And
that's the bad part. Look what can happen.
Right.
You know, like we want everybody to stay alive. Like me, I want everybody to win. I want everybody to live a long life. Yep. And just getting in these rap battles to me is kind of senseless.
Yes.
You know, but I'm not a rapper either. I'm not in that game. Thank God I'm not a rapper, even though I was one in eighth grade.
Oh, my God. I was a rapper
in eighth grade. It never escalated to this, but.
Whoa, you didn't have any diss tracks going about your teachers or anything?
I didn't diss. My name was Suave, baby. My name was Suave. Suave don't make diss tracks. Suave may live rap tracks.
God, Suave.
I was smooth. I was smooth. I was suave.
Does your wife know about this?
Oh, yeah. She's been trying to hunt down my raps for ever since. Because I know they're out there. See, that's the thing.
They're out there?
I know where they are. Nobody in this. There's only two people. Me and another person knows where these raps are. That's it.
Okay.
And there is not one. There is no way I am ever giving up that detail, because my wife, you know, my wife has my first message to her ever.
Oh, and that's
she's holding
really
it hostage, and she makes fun of me all the time.
What?
Because my first one. So back then I was on CBS.
Okay.
And I was just getting off a set. When you're in Hollywood, when you're leaving work, like most people say, hey, I'm leaving work. In the industry, what do you say? I'm leaving set. Mm-hmm. So I leave her my first message. Hey, just leaving set. My friend gave me your number, blah, 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 blah. And she calls, to this day, she goes, I'm just leaving set.
Hard time for it.
I know. Oh, you're so big. You're just leaving set.
Oh, like, that's no, so good.
That's the way we talk, baby. That's the way we talk.
This is the way Suave talks.
That's the way, yo. That's the way Suave makes love on the mic. You know what I'm sharing? You know what I'm sharing?
Well, you wifed her, so I mean, it works.
I wifed her up.
Yeah.
It worked. It works. You can make fun of me all you want, but I got the prize. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, the fame and fortune, yes.
Going back to Drake, let's give a little bit more details, because you wrote some good details. Just kind of run them down.
Yeah, so basically, it's a six-minute song. It's ripping apart Drake's tough guy image. It's calling out his manager for some alleged underworld connections. Kendrick is basically, he's threatening violence on Drake for referencing referencing his wife. Because Drake referenced Kendrick's
wife.
Yeah,
man, that's bad when you bring family
you
members.
You can't do that. No.
Yeah.
No. Ooh, there's one line actually where Kendrick is subtly referencing the fact that Drake paid a girl who had accused him of sexual assault $500,000 just to kind of like make it go away. Yeah, which that was in the news a while ago.
But can I be honest with you? Yeah. It sounds horrible where we are in the world today. That doesn't hurt Drake. Even if that was true, it doesn't hurt Drake.
I know. And
there's certain people that are so big, and you see it playing out today. Yep. They're so big and they got so much money, they still listen to their music.
Chris Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Chris Brown. I remember when that all happened with Rihanna.
Yeah.
Girls would be in the club dancing to Chris Brown going, ooh, I hate him, but his music is so good.
And he's so hot.
He's so hot.
Yeah.
See? No.
People don't care. We are so, in today's society, we turn the page so quick on things.
Oh, yeah.
So quick. Just like turn the page. Next. What's the next story?
Exactly. You know,
that Drake story would be hot for a second. And then the next day, somebody else would do something else, you know? So, but it's terrible that if that is true, I don't know, $500,000, but I don't get in the weeds with that. I don't have no comment on that. But referencing somebody's wife, that's a different story.
That right there is a different story. And Kendrick, he's mad. He said that the rap wars between them they're far from over. So we'll see what keeps happening. I don't know. I could see with them saying that this is just kind of a play into what you're saying.
I think rappers are aware, obviously, what happened to Biggie and Pac. And some people take this very seriously. Biggie and Pac was New York versus West Coast. This is almost like West Coast versus Canada. And where's the other rappers from that are involved? Because who's in this rap? It's Kendrick and Drake, and there's somebody else involved, right?
J. Cole
backed out, right?
He backed out.
J. Cole's not that dude. He backed out.
Metro Boomin's the producer on it all, but he gets along with everybody.
So why is Metro Boomin getting called out?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. So Metro's the one that produced the initial Kendrick Lamar.
So he's in it because he produced it.
Yeah.
Or did he do a verse too?
No, he didn't do a verse, but he's also, in the past, he's also produced songs for Drake. So he's
Both of them. But if we boys and the producer we share makes a diss track for you, then I hate both of you on my record.
Yeah. And that's kind of what they're saying. Yeah. Yeah. But Metro was called out like in a show, like they yelled his line real loud and he like totally took it like a champ. He just laughed. He's like, I heard it.
Yeah,
he said.
Where Drake goes, just get on those drums.
Yeah, like shut up and make some drums.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, last thing we'll move on, but I think it kind of sounds a little bit set up, a little bit like fairy tale, a little bit of fun. At the end, they come together, make a "We Are the World" track like they did back in the day.
I don't think there's as much anger in this because people that listen to Kendrick, they also listen to Drake. And the Tupac Biggie thing, I feel like
Biggie and Tupac were talking about banging each other's girls, killing each other. Like, I'm gonna murder you. Like, shoot them up. Oh, it was bad. I just don't want anybody to get hurt. Yeah. That's it. If you're watching, leave a comment. Always, anything we talk about, leave your comment. We see you, Lamar Parker, all 19 of your comments. We appreciate it. All right. Number two. What's the number two story?
Okay. Well, that was number two. So we're going. Oh, wait. Yeah. That was number two. So now we're going number three.
Yep.
Doja Cat. She is telling people to keep their kids away from her concerts. People are taking their kids to Doja Cat concerts. Would you do that, Michael?
So I just performed in a fabulous comedy club in Rochester, New York. And for some reason, pregnant women love me. The shows were filled. I don't know why. Even the owner was like, yo, you draw women that are pregnant for some reason. Like, he goes, I've never seen so many pregnant women come out to see a comic. And it was so true. Everywhere you look, there were pregnant women.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. Anyway, I'm also more of a family comedian too.
I was gonna say,
But there was a couple trying to bring a baby inside.
A baby.
And the club was like, no. There was another comic that kicked out a lady because her baby was crying. Don't bring babies to concerts. Now, I don't think she's talking about, I don't think Doja Cat is talking about babies. She's talking about kids, right? Yes,
children. Like probably children, like 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, something like that.
Because the problem with that is these parents are going to bring people to see their kids to see Doja Cat. Doja Cat's going to curse. She's going to do her thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then those parents are going to complain about it.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yo, what are you doing? Why are you complaining? You should be punishing yourself for bringing a 6-year-old to a Doja Cat concert.
You knew what you were getting into. It's Doja Cat. You know?
This is what I hate. This is the thing I hate today is when people don't take responsibility for their own action, they blame somebody else. Like, you bring your kid to Doja Cat, you hear Wet Vagina on stage, for instance. She has a song called Wet Vagina, right? Yeah. You hear that on stage, your kid is like, what's a vagina?
And why is it so wet?
Wet, yeah. Why is this vagina wet?
Oh, no.
And now you got to explain to your 7, 8, 9-year-old kid what that is. Mm-hmm. And then you're mad at Doja Cat for singing a song you know she has.
Yeah. And so here's something that I can see this happening, you know, 20 years ago, where people are listening on the radio. They're only hearing radio versions. But I feel like right now there is zero excuse. It's always going to be the explicit version that pops up first in my 100%. Experience on streaming devices. So you absolutely know what you're getting yourself into by bringing your children to a Doja Cat show.
And also, and also what's great about this, you got this thing called Google. Google, is it okay to bring a 7-year-old to a Doja? Actually, I'm a Google. Can you Google that right now? Yeah, is it okay? Yeah. And see what Google says. Because I guarantee it's going to be like, no, it's not, you dummy.
Absolutely not.
They need to make a Google like a hood Google.
Google?
Google.
Google.
Hood Google. Where it's just straight gangster stuff that you ask a dumb question, be like, yo, no, you stupid.
All right, so Google says Doja Cat tells parents not to bring kids to her concerts, but you scroll down a little bit, it says under 14-year-olds must be accompanied by an adult age 18 years and
there up. You go.
Doesn't even look like there's an age limit on the actual thing though.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't bring your if you got a song called Wet Vagina, you should not bring your child to that and I'm glad Doja Cat's saying that. I am glad Doja Cat is saying that.
Because Doja's been having some crazy rants lately, and she's just kind of off the rails. She's
losing some fans, though.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she is.
But you know what? Weed them out, girl.
Yeah, controversy is how she started.
Weed them out. Because guess what? I remember that, like, I was reading, I think it was her, Doja Cat lost 100,000 followers or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So now she only has 23.9 million. I'm like, so what?
Right.
So what?
You're fine.
People will follow her back.
If I lose 100,000 followers, that's something.
Yes. You know? Yes.
If she loses it, she won't even notice it.
Do you think,
and if you're a celebrity out there, ever see this clip or anything, do you think big celebrities with like millions and millions of people even pay attention to their numbers? Because they can't pay attention to the notifications. They're getting too many.
No.
Do you think they really pay attention like, oh, I'm up 100 people today, 200?
No.
Down this? No.
No. There's no way they could, right? Like, why? Why would they? Even you have a team. That's looking at your stuff.
I love how Ashley just degraded me. Even you.
Even you
have a team. That is amazing.
Fire me.
Even you, Michael Yo, 166,000 followers, have a team. Why would celebrities with millions of people even know the count they're at? Okay, I got you. That's so funny.
You're right, though. It's always other people, though, that report these things. It's never the person.
Ever, no, because they don't care.
No.
All right, I want to jump ahead to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, let's do that. Honestly.
Yeah, what do you got?
Caitlin Clark, it's gone viral. You know, the fact that she was wowing everybody during her college, you know, yep, basketball season. Here's the thing. She's going to be making $77,000 per year in her rookie season, playing for the Indiana Fever. That is sad. Like, that is sad.
It's very sad. Now, I might get in trouble for this.
Oh.
This is not a gender issue. This is a league issue. Now, you got to understand, female basketball, women's basketball started in 1995, 1996. Mm-hmm. Men's basketball started in 1945. So they're like 50 years ahead. Let's first say that. I think in 25, 30 years, you're going to see women making millions of dollars, right? But the money and the audience has to be there. You know, it's not a gender, because NBA makes way more money than WNBA. So how can you pay the players the same amount of money when the league doesn't make the same?
But when you think about it, like, you can't say that it's not a gender issue, because why wasn't the WNBA started in 1945 like the men's? Like,
well, I don't know why, because racism was still around, because I mean, it's not, then if you want to talk about that, it's not just a gender issue, it's a race issue.
It is a race issue,
but,
as well.
But you got to deal with the facts. It didn't start. We're here today.
But if it were to start back then.
But it didn't. See, this is the thing. This is my thing. And I understand what you're saying. But we can't say, well, what if it did? It didn't. And let's go by what it's making today. It's not making money. So many games, there's nobody in the seats. So how are you going to pay players the same as men players when you don't bring the same audience?
I just think that, you know, there is a lot that goes into it as well. That's what a lot of, this was what this article was saying too, that, and Caitlin Clark and other white players have come out and said that the fact that the league has a lot more black people, like, they're being paid a lot less in general.
No, systemic racism, I understand. It's around. Yeah. If you look, this, here's what you got to understand. And this is what I tell people. When they bring up, when you have some crazy politician saying there's no racism, right? Mm-hmm. This country is 250 something years old, right? If you have three people that lived 80 years, that's your great, great grandfather. Mm. So you can't tell me racism is gone in three people.
Right. You know? Right.
You can't say, that's ignorant to say, oh yeah, we wiped it out in three people. No, because that great, great grandfather was racist. The great-grandfather was racist. Even your father, if they're old enough, they were around. Like, my dad's 80. He went through segregation. There were white people telling him that he couldn't go to school with other white people. So don't tell me it's gone now in 80 years, you know, since my dad was born. When he was born, it was there, and now it's gone?
Right.
That's how idiotic that comment is, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Idiotic. But I understand. Look, I understand your point. 100%, Ashley. If it would have happened then, I'm dealing with now. Why players don't get paid same now. You know, right. Just like water polo. It started whenever. I don't know when it started with people, but guess what? They don't bring an audience. Just like softball doesn't bring an audience. Just like, I mean, you could go through so many, what's that one? Lacrosse?
Yeah.
Lacrosse will never get paid like NBA play. It doesn't bring an audience.
Justice for curling.
And I curling.
Curling's making a comeback.
Let's go. Cornhole
tossing. What about cornhole?
Oh, yes.
Cornhole will never make the same. But I'm just talking financial. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's never false, if you make money, lots of money, they were more willing to give you money.
Yeah, the NBA gives the WNBA money each year to fund it, like $15 million or something like that.
100%. Yeah. Now, what's exciting about Caitlin, and hopefully, fingers crossed, she can keep the momentum going.
Oh, that'd be great.
I live in Las Vegas, where the Aces have won like two or three championships.
Yeah, they're on top. Yeah, they're on top. On top. Yeah.
The game where Caitlin is coming here, 20,000 from their 5,000 seat venue, they're going to a 20,000 seat venue.
100%
for that game. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. If you want to take care of Caitlin Clark, give her revenue from those 15 extra thousand tickets.
Yeah.
Like, there are ways to get her paid. Nike came with this massive
brand value.
The brand value. Yeah, her brand value is bigger than the WNBA value. Does that make sense, Ashley?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So
her brand value is way bigger than the WNBA.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it's, can she contain it? If you want to go to the gender issue, yeah, women couldn't vote. Women have always been disadvantaged. I admit that. But we're here today to talk about numbers financially. And it's about finances. Let's be honest. It's all about finances right now. It's about finance. That's why it's a thing where, you know, yeah, that's all I got to say. It's about finances. Yeah. And today we could talk about how we got here. And yes, those are gender issues. But as far as the WNBA versus the NBA, that's all about finance. You're telling me if the WNBA made as much as the NBA, Caitlin Clark wouldn't be paid millions of dollars?
No, she definitely would. But that's the problem is that, you know, it wasn't started back then. It doesn't have that money, like you're saying.
Yeah.
It's all a mess. And it's just, it was sad for me to see that number. Oh my gosh.
But that's the number they signed for in the WNBA. It's always been. And why are we paying attention to that now?
Well,
if
because
it was so bad, why haven't people brought this up? The WNBA's been going for 20 something years. Well, 25 years.
That's a good thing though, because now, because I actually went to the WNBA the finals. The game was here in New York. I went to it, New York Liberty game. I forget who they were playing, but
they were playing Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah, that's
Vegas
right.
Won. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Ashley. We beat y'all again.
I know. Oh no, don't even.
Yeah.
Look,
New York Liberty ain't garbage. Garbage.
Ah, no. I even have a Liberty thing right behind me. No.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
But
the thing about it is that it was so cool to see that entire stadium filled. That entire arena, it was packed and the energy was crazy. That made me feel better because I think it is getting better. And I think that people are starting to
let me tell
watch.
You something, Ashley. These women are amazing when they play. You let them catch up. Let's say 25 years from now, I think you're looking at a completely different game.
Okay.
I think women are getting paid millions going into the league.
Okay.
Even Shaq said that the women's college basketball is so much more competitive.
Oh, it's the level is better to watch. But this is what it takes time to get there. Have you ever seen the NBA from 1945? It was straight garbage. They were throwing baskets and wooden. The things were wooden. I mean, just like basketball was garbage back then. Straight trash for the first 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. You know, women have actually made basketball better in their league in 20-something years, where it took men forever. Like, the first time I really loved Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Detroit Pistons, Michael Jordan, that's when basketball was good. You know, basketball in the 90s was almost out of business?
What?
Until these superstars came? Yes.
I had no idea.
I'm telling. Like, people just assume, like, no, basketball was struggling. Football was always king. Basketball was struggling. Wow. It was struggling so bad. I don't want to say they went out of business, but it was on the, they weren't making money.
Yeah.
And then Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, then that whole realm came in and it flipped it. It flipped it around. That's why, to me, Michael Jordan's the best player, not just what he did on the court, but he made it an international game where people to this day still wear his shoes.
Okay. You know? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think it might be, you know, them people paying attention to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely think that they're probably trying to put a bug in people's ear. Like, hey, let's make another superstar.
That's Larry Bird versus Magic Johnson 30 years ago. That's what they're trying to create. And that's good for basketball. Rivalries like rap, this whole rap thing we were talking about. That's great for rap as long as nobody gets hurt.
Right.
Because now people are excited to hear what Drake's going to come out. It builds excitement.
Yeah.
It's just when it gets out of hand, and usually it gets out of hand by the people not even in it. It's the crews that get in a tussie, get all mad about it. And that's where it can be dangerous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just want everybody to live. I want everybody just to do well in life, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No,
so,
I feel you.
You also, let me see, what is this? Am I, okay, 2 years. What is this from Reddit? I like this. Read it to me.
So basically, from Reddit. It's an Am I the Asshole? Okay. There's this guy. He lent his sister $3,000 to be repaid with a $30,000 inheritance from their grandma. So their grandma passes. The inheritance is supposed to come. You're supposed to pay that back to the brother. Well, the sister and her husband went into debt for an expensive wedding. And so now they're struggling financially. But you're not. Okay. So this guy is not. So the $30,000 inheritance arrives. The sister decides to not pay you back, not pay the brother back, saying she has to fix her situation first. And you're like, okay, but you just got 30 grand. So where's my money? And so it's kind of like, she's like, well, you're doing just fine. Like, I need to fix myself first. So who's the asshole here?
Oh, why would he be? I don't even know how he could be the a-hole. He's just asking for his money.
I don't care.
Look. But also, I want to get your opinions on this first, and then I'll close it out. Go ahead. Your opinion, Ashley.
Yeah. Okay. My opinion is, and I am kind of guilty of this sometimes with my friends. I'll go ahead and say it. If you are making like triple what I'm making, and then you buy me a $30 dinner, and maybe I won't pay you back. If we're being honest, maybe I won't pay you back.
You're the worst, Ashley.
I'm just saying, like, you know,
are the worst.
You know, Ashley, what you make compared to what
Wait, hold on. Let's get into this. If this person takes you out to dinner, and you say and you tell them you're going to pay them back, or it's never talked about.
It's just never really talked about.
Oh, well, different. That's okay. Different. They talked about this. But that person took you to dinner and said, you were like, I want to get this. I don't have any cash right now. And the person said, but you're going to pay me back. If you said yes, you wouldn't pay him back.
No, I would pay them back.
I know you would.
I would.
We're not even talking about this situation.
However, it's the part that he is like going back to her like, hey, so are you going to pay me back? Are you going to pay me back? Like, my friends wouldn't do that to me. And if they did, I would be mad. I'd be like,
they wouldn't for $30, but they would for $3,000.
This dude's rich. $3,000 is like $30 to him.
Who cares? He doesn't have bills. You know, the more money, more money, more problems. He may have more expenses.
Well, whose fault is that?
That's your fault. You need to pay him.
Maybe he shouldn't have lent it.
No. You can't. When I let people borrow money, and I seldom do, I don't expect it back. If they pay me back, great. When I give somebody, I won't say, you don't have to pay me back. They'll be like, oh, I'll pay you back. Mm-hmm. But when I give that money, I expect to never see it again.
Yeah, same here.
And out of four times I've done it, I haven't seen it back twice. And I was not mad because I expected not to see it.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. And these people had money. They just needed money at the time. But I did not expect to get that money back. So that's where I am when I lend people money. You know what I mean?
It sounds like one of those situations where, like, you know, when somebody, let's say somebody makes three times your money and you go to get dinner. And then at the end of the dinner, the person's like, all right, so we're going to split the bill. You pay, you know, go Dutch. And the other person, they kind of get that feeling of like, really? Like, because, I mean, you make so much. You really want to go Dutch on this right now? Like, I feel like it has that.
I see. No. I understand that. Like me, when I take people, like if I were to take you and Ashley out, I would take care of it. Like, but I do that. I'm overly nice that way.
Right.
I'll even take care of dinners where people make more money than me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I hate feeling like I owe somebody.
Yeah, it's like judging your generosity. You know what I mean? Like, it's it's like you kind of don't really get a leg to stand on.
Because let's be honest, the person that makes way more than me, they're used to taking care of dinners and they never get taken care of.
Right.
That's
because people are always like, well, you make more money. They're always like, Ashley, you know?
Hey, you want to take me out to dinner, by the way?
No. But if I'm in New York, yes. I'll go to one of your dodgeball games, watch you get pelted in the face a couple of times.
Dinner in the hospital. Let's go.
I'll take her to breakfast and lunch. She's all bruised up in the face. What's up, Rasmus? What's up, Jamie Broussard? That's my cousin. What's up, Jamie? What's up? All right. We are good for today. That's been an awesome podcast. Great. So what's going to happen? We're going to put this, if you listen to the audio, We'll put that up. If you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, thank you so much. We'll cut up the clips. We'll get them out there. Thank you so much. What are you pimping? What are you pimping, Dean?
Right now, I be pimping my new single, Like I Want You. It's out. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, and I have a Genius page. Check out my lyrics on Genius as well.
All right. And he's also pimping for a new girl because he's single now.
Low-key.
Low-key.
Hey, pimping. Dean, same here. Let's go.
Yes. All right. Single.
Oh, times. Maybe you can flip Ashley to go straight. You know, y'all.
Yeah. It's that easy. My God.
I was like, nobody can turn me.
Don't turn me. Can't.
All right.
Can't
Ashley, turned. what are you pimping?
Well, I'll be at a middle school playing dodgeball.
Oh, Lord. I love it. A middle school. She's going to get pelted at a middle
it.
School.
Yep. Tomorrow I'm going to be at, I'm not saying it. I almost
no,
said
don't
it.
Don't say it.
I almost
What's
said
your Instagram
it.
Instagram or stuff. If you
oh,
want
you're right.
To see it.
You're right. At Ashley the Producer on Instagram. Go follow me. You can see the pictures of me being pelted in the face by a dodgeball.
All right. And me, Michael Yo, at Michael Yo. Hey, Netflix Comedy Festival this weekend sold out. Thank you so much. I'll be in Virginia Beach. First time ever performing in Virginia Beach.
Nice.
I don't even know where that is, but all I know, it takes 7 hours to fly there because I got a connecting. So I will be there March 17th and 18th. If you live in the area, if you know somebody in the area, have them come on out. Virginia Beach is called the Funny Bone out there. And we'll see you next time. Later.
Bye.
That was awesome.